Jonathan Turley, Social Media Has Become State Media. By Lucas Nolan on October 19, 2020. In a recent op-ed, legal scholar Jonathan Turley refers to Twitter and Facebook as state media after they attempted to stop the viral spread of the recent New York Post bombshell reports about Hunter Biden, Burisma, and the alleged involvement of Joe Biden in their business dealings. In an op-ed published in The Hill titled Censoring the Biden Story, How Social Media Becomes State Media, legal scholar Jonathan Turley criticized social media giants Facebook and Twitter for their censorship of the recent story from the New York Post, which could be damaging to Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's campaign. Breitbart News recently reported on the story that indicated that Joe Biden may have met with an advisor to the board of Burisma while he was vice president, arranged by his son Hunter, who was working as a lobbyist for the company at the time. Joe Biden has previously said, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." But the leaked emails allegedly show that Hunter introduced his father to a Burisma executive less than a year before Biden, acting as vice president, pressured the Ukrainian government into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. Shortly after the story broke, many found themselves having trouble sharing it across social media. This censorship comes just weeks after executives from both Facebook and Twitter joined the Biden transition team. Facebook and Twitter immediately went to work censoring the story across their platforms, which Breitbart News has reported on extensively. Turley writes in the op-ed, "Chinese citizens watched President Xi Jinping deliver an important speech this week not far from Hong Kong. Well, not the whole speech. Xi apparently is ill. And every time he went into coughing spasms, China's state media cut away so that he would be shown only in perfect health. Xi's coughs came to mind as Twitter and Facebook prevented Americans from being able to read the New York Post's explosive allegations of influence peddling by Hunter Biden." The article cited material reportedly recovered from a laptop. It purportedly showed requests for Hunter Biden to use his influence on his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, as well as embarrassing photos of Hunter Biden. Many of us have questioned the sketchy details of how the laptop reportedly was left by Hunter Biden with a nearly blind computer repairman and then revealed just weeks before the presidential election. There are ample reasons to question whether this material was the product of a foreign intelligence operation, which the FBI apparently is investigating. Yet the funny thing about kompromat, a Russian term for compromising information, is that often it is true. Indeed, it is most damaging and most useful when it is true. Otherwise, you deny the allegations and expose the lie. Hunter Biden has yet to deny these were his laptop, his emails, his images. If thousands of emails and images were fabricated, then serious crimes were committed. But if the emails and images are genuine, then the Bidens appear to have lied for years as a raw influence peddling scheme worth millions stretched from China to Ukraine to Russia. Moreover, these countries likely have had the compromising information all along while the Bidens and the media were denying reports of illicit activities. Read the full op-ed at The Hill here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.